Do you know some English but still have trouble expressing yourself in social situations? If yes, then this is the right podcast for you to improve your daily English conversation skills. This podcast presents a lot of useful phrases and sentences you would never think of unless you come across them. It contains plenty of common corrections used by native English speakers in everyday life. It covers topics such as meeting new people and making small talk, dating and visiting friends, eating out, emergencies, situations, and doctor's appointments, car and flat rental, staying in hotels and traveling by air, shopping, and much more. As always, I'll be playing the characters. All you have to do now is to sit back and enjoy your listening. Today, we are going to discuss the words ache, pain, sore, and hurt. All describe unpleasant feelings in our bodies. They can be easy confused, no doubt. Now, in this video, you will learn how to use them properly the next time you visit the doctor's clinic. Ache is a constant feeling of discomfort. It is commonly part of a compound word like headache or toothache. It's not often severe, so don't worry. Now, pain is a feeling of discomfort resulting from an illness or injury. It can be severe, but not constant. It may be limited to when you move in a certain way. Let's move on to ache. An ache, a noun, is a constant feeling of pain and it can last for some time. It is not very severe, but I'll give you an example. I have an ache in my lower back. A regular massage is great for taking away my body aches. Ache can also be used to show a sad emotional condition. I'll give you an example. After the breakup, she felt an ache in her heart. Oh. Next, we have pain. Pain, it's a noun, is the feeling that you have in your body when you have been hurt or when you are ill. I feel a sharp pain in my knees when I bend down. Tanya took some medicine to relieve the pain. Muscles, aches, and pains can be helped by taking a warm bath. Next, we have sore. Sore, a part of your body is painful, so it is sore now. To use the noun form and the adjective form of sore correctly, we need to look at the grammar. A noun will follow an article, a, an, or the, or a possessive noun or a pronoun like John, hers, my, etc. The sore on my arm is getting bigger. I hope my cold sore will go away before Christmas. Adjectives will always follow the form of the verb to be. I'll give you an example. My back is sore today. My throat is sore today. Next, we have hurt. It's used in three ways. Have a look. Number one, a noun, a feeling of unhappiness because somebody has been unkind or unfair to you. You could feel the hurt and anger in her voice. I apologize to my co-workers for any hurt I had caused. The second will be an adjective, injured physically, like luckily no one was badly hurt in an accident. Here's another one. Be careful playing rugby with your friends. You don't want to get hurt. The third one is a verb, to cause physical pain to somebody or yourself, to injure somebody or yourself. And that's it. To Fairy Clinic, good morning.
Yes, good morning, nurse.
Oh, hello. Good morning, Mrs. Hurt. How can I help you?
I want to see the dentist, please.
Have you an appointment?
No, I haven't.
I see. Is it urgent?
Yes, it is. It is very urgent. I feel awful. I have a terrible toothache. Please help me.
Okay, let me check. Can you come at 10 a.m. on Monday, April 23rd?
Well, it's too late. Can't he see me now?
Oh, no. I'm afraid he's very, very busy today.
I can't on Monday. My back is sore
badly, so I have an appointment with my orthopedic doctor. I see. Now, what about this afternoon? It is the best I can do for you.
This afternoon? Well, thank you so much, nurse. But I'm afraid this afternoon I have to see my GP. My throat is sore and I have a terrible headache and a strong pain in my chest.
I see. Oh dear. Sounds really, really bad. I'm afraid your toothache will have to wait, dear, till you take a COVID test. I hope you feel well soon. Good day, Mrs. Hurt.
Oh dear.
Thanks for listening to Look and Listen English Lessons podcast. To continue improving your English, you are welcome to join my channel and watch the videos on different topics and levels. Till next time, bye-bye.